KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Big Ten Conference Commissioner Kevin Warren says the league continues to gather health and safety information and other important data as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to shut down sports. Warren, who took over his duties in January, says the next 2 to 3 months of fact-finding will be critical in the near-term future plans of the Big Ten. He says a Big Ten task force studying emerging infectious diseases is not only monitoring the situation, but is also actively researching for ways to make sure things can get better.
These next 45 to 60 days is really going to dictate, you know, what happens not only in the fall, but what happens next year. I'm really watching closely from an operational, from a medical, from a procedural standpoint, what's going on now that some of our states and cities are starting to open.
He says there are many questions that have to be answered over the next 45 to 60 days to help them craft a plan for this fall as well as into next year.
Do the cases spike? Do they stay the same? Does the curve flatten out? The other thing that I've been doing is setting up calls with various commissioners of sports leagues and to just kind of ferret out information as far as what's important. What are some of the best practices? How are you going to return to work? The NCAA has done a good job in this area, so I'm really focusing on gathering information. I'm going to lean on our medical experts. I'm not going to be emotional about it.
Warren says the entire goal is to make sure the student-athletes of the Big Ten are safe when they return to classes and activities.
We have a responsibility to make sure that they're safe, they're healthy, that they get a chance to get a great education, and they can become productive citizens of society, not only while they're on our campuses, but upon graduation.
Warren says he thinks this adversity puts everyone in a position to be better when things get back to normal, not just the Big Ten, but society in general. Well, Sioux Center native and former Central College standout Vern Den Herter says Don Shula was one of the three coaches who had the greatest impact on his career. Shula is the NFL's winningest coach, and he died Monday at the age of 90. Den Herter played 12 years for the Dolphins, including the 1972 undefeated team.
And one was Coach Ron Skipper at Central College. And then when I got to Miami, Mo Scarry, my defensive line coach, who I had all 12 years with Miami, and then, of course, Don Shula. And he was certainly a driving force. He expected the best of you, and he felt confident in asking that because that's what he was doing, was putting his best out there.
Den Herter says Shula was a hard-nosed and demanding coach.
He expected a lot of you, and if you weren't performing, he'd call you out. But I always felt that he was fair. He was doing it for the team. Everything was the team. And that's the way we played football as well. We would perform as a team.
Den Herter says Shula set the tone for the 1972 undefeated season immediately after a loss to Dallas in the Super Bowl the previous season.
On the flight back from New Orleans to Miami the next morning, Shula came around to each one of us and he said, "Now remember what it feels like having been to a Super Bowl and lost." And he says, "Our goal next year is not to get to the Super Bowl, it's to win the Super Bowl."
Den Herter says Shula talked him into returning after he decided to retire following his 11th season.
I said, "Why?" Well, he says, "Because we have two young linebackers we would like to keep, and in order to keep both of them, we have to go with one fewer defensive lineman. We would like you to come back to be one of those because you can play any position on the defensive line." And I played hard to get. Took me about 2 minutes, and I said, "Yes, I will come back."
Den Herter saw Shula last December when the 1972 Dolphins were honored as the greatest team in NFL history. While planning to play a full regular season schedule, the NFL has formulated a ticket refund plan for canceled games or those held without fans. In a memo sent to the 32 teams by Commissioner Roger Goodell and obtained by the Associated Press on Tuesday, a uniform baseline for full refunds on any tickets purchased directly from the clubs was prepared. As for the secondary market, the league received pledges from Ticketmaster and SeatGeek to make full refunds available for all ticket sales within no more than 30 days of cancellation. StubHub, however, will do so only where required by state law. Each team will communicate directly with its fans over the next few days with specific details on potential refunds. The NFL will reveal its 2020 regular season schedule tomorrow night. The 2020 season is set to kick off on September 10th with the first full weekend of games September 13th and 14th. Rookie quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, the Miami Dolphins' top draft pick, will wear uniform number 1. The Dolphins announced number assignments on Tuesday. Tagovailoa wore number 13 at Alabama, but the Dolphins retired that number after it was worn by Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino. Tagovailoa will be the first Dolphins QB to wear number 1, which was most famously worn by kicker Garo Yepremian. Veteran pass rusher Aaron Lynch has signed a 1-year contract with Jacksonville. He should give the Jaguars more depth in case disgruntled defender Yannick Ngakoue decides to skip part of the season. Lynch played 16 games for Chicago last year with 6 tackles, 2 sacks, and 2 passes defensed. The New York Giants have claimed former Dallas Cowboys backup quarterback Cooper Rush on waivers. They make room for the 90-man roster with wide receiver Reggie White was waived. Daniel Jones is the Giants' starting quarterback. Rush joins Alex Tanny and Colt McCoy in competing for the backup job. Running back Frank Gore has agreed to terms on a 1-year contract with the New York Jets. Agent Drew Rosenhaus announced the deal Tuesday. Gore turns 37 next week and joins a Jets backfield that also includes Le'Veon Bell and 4th-round draft pick LaMichael Perrine. Gore is 3rd on the NFL's career rushing list. Well, Kyle Larson plans to race again Friday night at a World of Outlaws event at Knoxville Raceway. The dirt track in Iowa will not have spectators at the event because of the coronavirus pandemic. Larson was fired 3 weeks ago by Chip Ganassi Racing for using a racial slur while competing in an iRacing event. The slur was publicly heard on a gaming app and went viral. Most of Larson's sponsors bailed on him, and Ganassi had to fire his star NASCAR driver. The 27-year-old rose through NASCAR's ranks in its diversity program. He was suspended by NASCAR in order to complete a sensitivity training course. Norwalk star Bowen Bourne is ready for his next challenge at the collegiate level. Iowa's Mr. Basketball will join the Northern Iowa program after leading the Warriors to the Class 3A state championship. He joins a Panther program that's coming off the Missouri Valley regular season title.
I'm really close with a lot of the guys, and so the year they had last year was really good. It didn't really end the way they wanted to, but you know, to have that group of guys and just the culture that they've kind of built up there, you know, is something that I'm super excited for and super excited, you know, to get up there and just, you know, kind of be in that atmosphere and be in that culture and obviously get better.
Bourne joins a UNI team that may have Valley Player of the Year A.J. Green returning for his junior season.
From, you know, the past few summers when I've kind of went up there and played with them, you know, they're always, you know, a lot of just really good guys. And so, you know, I'm super thankful for, you know, their ability to believe in me. And so to get up there is something that I'm, you know, super, super thankful for and super, you know, looking forward to.
Bourne says he's thankful just that he got to finish the state tournament. The championship game was played in front of a limited number of fans at the outset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Many states canceled their state basketball tournaments. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.